Chapter 10, Childhood of Jesus.
What was Nazareth like? It was an unwalled, unprotected village of some 200 to 400 persons. It was off the main roads, small, and built on a hillside facing the east. There was one source of water for the entire village, and this one spring limited the number of people that could live in the village. A house was made of mud brick with a dirt floor, and a raised platform in the back of the one room for the family to sleep on. People tended flocks of sheep and goats, and, or, raised crops such as flax, barley, or wheat. They had grapevines, fig trees, and olive trees. Joseph was a handyman. However, to make real money, he would do work in the nearby fast-growing city of Sepphoris, about an hour's walk, about 4 miles, to the north. Antipas, son of Herod the Great and ruler of the region of Galilee, was building Sepphoris to be the capital of the Galilee. It would eventually have a population of around 20,000, most of whom would be Roman and Greek. Joseph, with his son Jesus, would commute to Sepphoris to work. What kind of child was Jesus? There are some stories. For example, when he was 5, he made 12 clay birds. Then he clapped his hands and they became alive and flew away. When he was around 6, a young man was cutting wood with an axe. When he missed and split his foot open, Jesus healed it. When he was 8, Joseph was making a bed. One of the boards was too short, so Jesus stretched it longer. When Jesus was around 10, his younger brother James was gathering wood when a snake bit him. As James lay dying, Jesus breathed on the wound, the pain left, the snake died, and James got well. If these stories were true, then maybe the folks of Nazareth would have treated Jesus differently later. However, the Bible records only a one-sentence summary. Like Samuel, Jesus grew up as Mary's firstborn son and learned the trade of his father. He grew up healthy and obedient.